If you will pass me your cup, I will start pouring because the coffee is ready, but be careful. It is hot. I don't want to singe your upper lip.
I know, but I don't want cold coffee, so.
No, we don't. We like it hot.
We want it hot.
Some like it
hot.
Some
like it hot. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes, yes. Reminds me of Terry Wallace and his fixation with Marilyn Monroe. But anyway, that's another story.
That's a whole other story.
Right now, it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice, Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, today is April the 4th. It's National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day.
Okay. Or as I say, chicken turn blue.
That's always like the staple meal at any banquet or anything.
Yes, yes.
Always.
Especially the uppity banquets.
Yes, yes.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Yes. It is National School Librarian Day. Mm-hmm. It's National Hug a News Person Day.
Okay.
And it's National Vitamin C Day, and it's National Jeep 4x4 Day. You know, the 4x4 Jeeps.
Very
popular,
That yeah.
just ties in, because Tracy and I will be in Malvern on Saturday for Jeeps and Joe.
That's right.
It ties right in.
And, you know, public is invited to come by and say hello to you.
Absolutely. We invite any and all and around the Malvern area.
Yeah.
And let me just put this public service reminder out now, okay? So the eclipse is Monday.
Okay.
So if you're a resident of this area where the path of totality is going to be, go on and do your grocery shopping and get your gas.
Yeah, today would be a deadline on that because it's already filling up.
I know it
People
is.
People are coming in.
I know. I'm going to have to make sure I go get my Julio's chips.
Oh, yeah, we don't run out of those, yeah.
Yes.
Man, they're good.
They are good. You turn me on to those, and I just don't think I can have anything else.
No, it's great.
They're great.
Yeah, Julio's.
Yes.
Tortilla corn chips.
Yes, they are a Texas product.
Yeah, seasoned. They know exactly how to do it down there.
They do. Their cheese dip's good, too.
Yeah, 1967 on this day, Johnny Carson quit as a host of The Tonight Show. He returned 3 weeks later with a $30,000 a week raise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good for Johnny.
Good for Johnny. Well, he deserved it.
Oh, yeah. He, one of a kind.
One of a kind. To me, there will never be anybody as great as Johnny Carson. So.
Well, there won't be.
1969, the TV series Star Trek is canceled. That only lasted, what?
Basically two years.
2 years, I thought.
Yeah, on NBC. And then, of course, it's had many reincarnations, and those have lasted for years and years.
Yeah, I mean, it's more popular in syndication or... and repeats.
Yeah.
Than it was when it aired originally.
That's true.
It's one of those things. They have Star Trek festivals, you know, where you come dressed as Captain Kirk or Spock.
As the weirdos. Yeah, I know. I know. Whatever milk or butter, though.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't hurt anybody, so it's fine.
That's right. And they, you know, it's a unity. It's a unity where people come together. So.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah. Different interests and so forth.
1960, Elvis records Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
1970, Everything is Beautiful by Ray Stevens and Make Me Smile by Chicago enter the top 40. I love Ray Stevens.
Yeah, he's a great talent.
He is a great talent. Absolutely. You know, just all his songs are just... Yeah, he just had a way with them.
Yeah, he sure does, yeah.
Let's see, 1973, the cover of The Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook was certified gold. 1983, Michael Jackson was certified gold with the song Billie Jean. Oh, that was, boy, that whole album right there, back in the day at the Glenwood Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
I can say this about my Glenwood education system. Mm-hmm. I did get a good education there.
You sure did. Good teachers all the way through.
All the way through.
And they taught you the basics. That's mm-hmm. what I appreciate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. It's so funny, though, when you know, you do, like, handwriting and you do cursive and... print and everything, because the way I write is like a combination of print and cursive,
mm-hmm.
and it's just funny how, you know, because they hammer on you, you know, on cursive or mm-hmm. printing, and I was never one to do cursive well. Mm. I'm a combo girl.
If you like peanut brittle, they have a new something to try at the Garland County Farmers Association, a new brand called Moonshine Peanut Brittle, and it's right up front. So check that out. I think mm-hmm. you'll enjoy it.
Who doesn't love peanut brittle?
Yeah, this is a good brand, too. And, of course, hummingbird feeders. We've been talking about those. Best selection they've had. And something else you need to stock up on, Spartan mosquito mm-hmm. repellent.
Yes. Comes in a tube. No batteries required.
$24.95.
Just add water to it and hang it.
Yeah.
90 feet away from the area you want protected.
Okay.
You use that in your yard every year.
Yeah, I buy a couple of them.
And I appreciate it for when I come and cut grass.
Yeah.
That it's
but now. Now's the time to buy them and put them out.
Yes, it is.
It's called Spartan Mosquito, $24.95 at the Garland County Farmers Association. We'll also find a lot of fly sprays to repel flies off of your animals.
Yeah, because, man, the horse flies.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
But they've got products to knock them out. I keep them in stock.
I don't know what the purpose of a horsefly is. You know, yeah. Only God knows that. But they sure are. They are. They're some big suckers.
Well, a couple of different kinds. You know, the big ones are terrible, but the small biting flies
yeah.
drive them crazy too.
Yeah, I don't know what the purpose is.
Yeah.
But I'm not to question.
No. 1838 Airport Road is where to find the Garland County Farmers Association, and they're open from 7:30 until 5, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 until 1 on Saturday. And if you need help, help is available. Talk to Jerry, Lori, Larry, or Deidre.
Yep.
They're all there to help.
All happy to help you.
Yep.
Well, born on this day, on the 4th of April, 1928, writer Maya Angelou, 1944, actor Craig T. Nelson, 1950, actress Christine Lottie. 1951, singer Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers is 73 today. And in 1966, actress Nancy McKeon is 58. She was Jo on The Facts of Life.
Okay.
Another great theme song. Take the good, you take the bad. Take them both and there you have.
Yeah.
The Facts of Life.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, presented by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.